The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Good morning, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, the Agriculture Minister, Martin Hayden, has hit out at his former boss, Leo Varadkar, for being unnecessarily divisive in his commentary on rural Ireland. The former Taoiseach has caused huge unease within Fine Gael after claiming urban dwellers need to be more blunt in telling rural people that we're the ones paying all of the bills. Well, I'm joined on the line by Francie Gorman, President of the Irish Farmers Association. Good morning, Francie.
Good morning, Claire.
Were you offended by it?
Not offended, but surprised. And I think the comments were ill-judged. They're divisive. And you said that they caused great unease in Fine Gael. I can tell you they've caused a lot more unease in rural Ireland and among our members who were really, really annoyed at those comments.
So what is the concern? I mean, Leo Varadkar is no longer involved in politics. So why be so upset about it?
I suppose he was Taoiseach of our country, and I would have worked with him for 4 or 5 months when I became president of IFA, and always felt that he was collegiate in how he went about doing his business, and that he had a real regard for people in rural Ireland. But obviously his comments yesterday showed that maybe that wasn't the case. And I think the concern that we have as farmers is that a narrative that when people are at their dinner parties in South Dublin and they're talking around the table, that it's a feeling that rural Ireland don't contribute. And I mean, if you go back to when we had the financial crash in 2008, the two industries that kept the country on its knees were agriculture and tourism. And Claire, it's not about being divisive. I've always said, as president of IFA, any time I spoke about food production, that it's not just us produce the food. We depend on our lorry drivers to pick up our milk. We depend pick up our stock to go to processing plants. We depend on people who work in them to deliver it and get it to market. And overall, in society, whether you're a farmer or a nurse or a guard or working in RTE, everybody needs each other. So I was surprised that someone who had served as Taoiseach of the country would be as divisive in his comments as he was in this podcast. But look, at the end of the day, maybe it's about getting attention and trying to be relevant, but he's no longer Taoiseach, and he is a private citizen, and he is entitled to his private views. But you would be concerned about it.
Just listening to what you're saying, are you worried then that this is the Fine Gael view of farmers?
Concerned, I think that there's been a disconnect, I think, between government and rural Ireland over the last couple of years in particular. And going back, I think if you look at the cost of doing business, which I would and we would have outlined in IFA over the last 2 years, 3 years in particular, that issue hasn't been addressed. But the Minister for Agriculture distanced himself from the former Taoiseach's comments, as did the Taoiseach yesterday. But you would be concerned when you see how the Mercosur trade deal panned out. It was in the programme for government, and yet we had to lobby extremely hard to have that honoured. And then we had the issue of, obviously, the issue of the rising fuel costs, availability of fertiliser and the price of fertiliser. We warned the government in talks on the 1st of April before the protest started that if they didn't do something significant on it, that this would happen. And to be clear, the interventions that they made at the cabinet meeting earlier on were completely insufficient to solve the problem.
There's a bit of a hangover after the protests. Isn't that what's going on, where there's a group of people in Ireland who feel that the country was bullied out of 750 million euro? And that's maybe what's playing out here in his comments, a level of frustration at what happened.
Possibly, but that isn't the view in rural Ireland. I mean, we have farmer contractors and farmers who are going to, tillage farmers in particular, who are going to struggle to cover their costs in a way that you couldn't imagine at the start of the year. And the government's response to this, well, it was 6 million out of 250 million initially, which was just given, it was shown a complete disregard the problems that existed in rural Ireland on this. I think it's fair to say it is a bit of a hangover, but for the Taoiseach of the country to make those comments, our former Taoiseach of the country to make those comments, they are divisive, and there was no need for them. And okay. I'd be very disappointed if you heard the current Taoiseach saying that if he was retired in a number of years' time. And certainly as president of IFA, I always take the view that, and we have an IFA, that when you step down in this position as president of IFA, you're gone and you don't make it more difficult for your successors coming after you.
So when you're gone, you should keep your mouth shut, Francie. Is that what you're saying?
Well, certainly for a while. And you certainly don't go about making the job of your successor more difficult. And I think that Leo Varadkar's comments have made the job of government in general more difficult after a very, very difficult week for the country.
So Simon Harris there, who you mentioned, he has, in a sort of an oblique way, he sought to distance himself from the comments. He said he wants to see the country pull together. He finds hardworking people who put their shoulder to the wheel in every part of Ireland. Do you think he needs to be more explicit, though, in distancing himself from those comments made by Leo Varadkar?
I think it will be a help, and I think that the Minister for Agriculture's comments were more explicit, and it is about bringing everybody together. I mean, we have 71,000, I think, 71,328 members in our association from different backgrounds, from different sectors, be the dairy, beef and sheep, and the job is to try and keep everybody together and united. And it's the same in the country. We need the country united, whether you're farming, whether you're a teacher, a guard, a nurse, driving a truck or a farmer contractor. And comments like that after the week or fortnight that we've had were really, really unhelpful. And I was just surprised that the Taoiseach made them.
We're the ones paying all the bills. You're the ones in receipt of a lot of subsidies and a lot of tax benefits that other people don't get.
To be fair, Claire, when we entered the European Union, we were net beneficiaries of a lot of funding from the European Union. We're now net contributors. Some of the benefits that we have are needed there. You won't have the transfer of farmland to the next generation if you don't have those tax reliefs. And the supports that we get in rural Ireland are well earned and we provide good value in terms of our exports. And we're not the only sector in the country that's subvented. Every sector in some shape or form is subvented one way or another. And if you don't have that, you don't have an economy and you don't have a country and you don't have a community that will move forward with people on equal footing.
He seems to suggest that rural Ireland is living in the past. He says what was good for farmers and the wider agricultural industry was what was good for Ireland, but things are starting to go the other way now. People in the sector don't quite realise this yet. They still see themselves as the people who bring money and jobs into Ireland, but a lot of the time they bring costs on Ireland. So are you living in the past?
Absolutely not, and that is not the case. And we saw in 2008 when the financial crash hit the importance of having in indigenous industries. And as I said earlier, farming and tourism are the two industries that we have and they need to be supported. And we've given really good value as farmers for the supports we've gotten and we continue to do it. And the idea that you can have a rural-based economy in Ireland and not have agriculture the backbone of it, that just doesn't stand up. I mean, I think last year we exported 19 billion euros worth of food products. I think we imported about 3. And there is an issue around the importation of products, particularly if you're a hog grower in North Dublin or if you're a tillage farmer and you see grain coming in from abroad.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday, the imbalance. It's extraordinary when it comes to vegetables in particular, isn't it?
It is, and we've been fighting that for long before I ever became president of IFA, the need to support our hog growers in particular. Mm-hmm. And I think we're down to about 100 feed vegetable producers in the country now, which is astonishing.
All right, Francie, we'll leave it there, but thank you for your time. Francie Gorman there from the IFA, who says that every sector is subvented in some way, shape or form. Do you agree with Francie? Whose side are you on? Leo Varadkar's or the IFA's? Martin Hayden's or Leo Varadkar's? Do get in touch this morning, 087 1400 106.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.